You know, if there was a God, Tim Russert would be going to jail. And if Tim Russert goes to jail, I'm going back to the church. That's a promise. Because that's how bad I want that son of a bitch in jail. Big headline. Now, this is something we touched on before, but seeing it in print gave me a different angle. So I want to run it by you. U.S. Whore Today, January 29th. Journalists to take stand in Libby's perjury trial. Defense might rely on their testimony to show Libby didn't deliberately lie about Plame case. Well, he's guilty. I know it, you know it, Bob Dole knows it, the American people know it, everybody knows it. He said, so far, four people testify. Well, of course he knew. He told me. He told me on the 10th, and now he's trying to tell you that someone else, some reporter, told him on the 20th? No, sir. He told me on the 10th, so don't let him get away with that. This is the first week of the Libby trial that meets the press. Oh, I hate fucking cute. Oh, God, I hate cute. The son of a bitch, who is this? Richard Willing. Oh, Richard Willing. You are a stupid whore, Richard. That's the best you can do. This is the week the Libby trial meets the press. Nye, nye, nye. See, get it? Tim Russert's on Meet the Press. Get it? See how I cleverly twisted? Am I some? I'm Richard Willing. I'm somebody. God, I hate cute. Jesus Christ. High-profile whores such as NBC's Tim Russert and former New York Times reporter Judith Miller are scheduled to be called as witnesses as soon as this week in the perjury trial of Libby. Libby's charged with lying to investigators, probing how and why the identity of Valerie Plame was given to reporters in 2003. Disclosing the name of a CIA covert operative is a crime. Libby has not been charged with that, but with lying to investigators during the course of the probe into the disclosure of Plame's identity. Reporters are notoriously reluctant to talk about work methods, especially confidential sources. Miller went to jail for 85 days to avoid disclosing Libby as a source. Well, that was always bullshit. Now, however, says a veteran trial watcher, the reporter's central role in the case will be to give evidence. There's some real novelty here, as in that's Tim Russert on the witness stand, and not on Meet the Press, says Gregory Wallens, trying to make some damn point. Okay, but here we go. Here comes the part that's going to piss me and you both off. The case has already called attention to the arrangement sometimes shared by Washington reporters and their sources. Kathy Martin, a press aide in Cheney's office in 2003, testified that reporters sometimes agree to quote senior administration officials when those officials don't want to be connected by name. Press officials typically offered exclusive stories, private lunches with Cheney, and other inducements to get favorable coverage, Martin testified. Now I'm going to say that again. Whores of the press were typically offered exclusive stories, private lunches with Cheney, and other inducements to get favorable coverage, Martin said. When it wanted to get an important story out, she said, the administration's first option was to get Cheney on Russert's Meet the Press. Now look at that. They just came out and admitted it under oath. Tim Russert is a whore. If you give Tim Russert the exclusive, he will say good things about the administration. She just admitted it under oath. That when you want to put a spin on something, you give it to Timmy the whore, because Timmy the whore has agreed to put his ethics away and give you favorable coverage. Whatever you say, he's going to agree with, and he's going to say, yeah, you're right. I agree. That's a good move, Mr. Vice President. You're an honest man. That's a good plan. The Iraq war is going good, just like you said, Mr. Cheney. That's what Russert agreed to get favorable treatment, lunches with Cheney, and other inducements. Martin said under oath. So the question is, how the hell does Tim the whore keep his job at NBC News? NBC News doesn't care that their main guy, you know, their main news discussion guy is compromised. They don't care. Apparently, Russert's making them enough money that they don't mind that he's in bed with the administration. They have confirmed under oath what we've been saying ever since there was a barcop.com. The sons of bitches are lying. They're lying, not under oath, but they're lying to get preferential treatment from the president. If they tell the truth, Cheney will go to Bob Schieffer. He'll go to Fox News. He'll go to Stephanopoulos. He'll go somewhere. Cheney's going to find a whore. He's not going to do an interview with somebody who will talk to, remember he talked to Wolf the whore the other day, and Wolf asked no question. Cheney barked out, oh, I sure am sorry, Mr. Cheney. I had no business asking that question. Where's my mind? I'm so sorry, Mr. Vice President. Oh, I take it all back. It's a shame that I, how dare I ask you about your hatred of gays when you got a gay kid. What's wrong with me, Mr. Vice President? I'm just so ashamed of myself. But here we got the sumbitches under oath admitting Timmy the whore is their go-to guy because he's the biggest whore with the biggest audience. And they know they'll get the softball puff treatment from him. He'll ask a semi-tough question, and Channing will say, well, if you're asking me if the Mets are going to win next year, I'd say it's favorable. Well, thank you for answering my question, Mr. Vice President. And that was a damn good answer, and you're doing a damn good job in Iraq. And they admitted under oath, the sons of bitches. You heard it here in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 01, 02, 03, 04, 05, 06, 07. And here it is confirmed, January 29, 2007, that Timmy the whore, that son of a bitch, lies. He gives them favorable treatment in exchange for exclusive stories, private lunches with Cheney, and other inducements. That son of a bitch. There's only one thing in the entire world that gets Timmy the whore worked up and turned into a bulldog. And that's Clinton's cock, 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 Clinton's cock.